East Radio's Morning Mix.
Ireland's Child Sexual Abuse Helpline, Carrie, gets no state funding and costs over €85,000 a year to run, say Children at Risk Ireland, who have launched an appeal to cover these costs. And I'm joined now by their Chief Executive Clinical Officer, Eimear O'Neill. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Eimear, this is very worrying. I know the work you do is absolutely so vitally needed, and yet you get very little funding whatsoever. In fact, you get no state funding.
Yes, Alan, it is very worrying, and we are very concerned about the funding for the helpline service, and that's why we have launched this week the helpline appeal.
And all this comes at a time when it's just been clarified that the amount of fundraising has dipped by about 16% because people's budgets are so tight. So there is possibly a need at some stage that you do get state funding, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And we will be having conversations with the government around this. And I think this is really important. We are aware that fundraising is an issue, but we again know that people in Ireland are so supportive, and especially in the sunny South East. So we're really appealing to people to support us and get behind the helpline appeal for Carrie. The service is vital. When a parent or a carer finds out that their child has been sexually abused, they're very upset, overwhelmed, they don't know what to do, their world turns upside down, they don't trust anybody. That's when they phone our helpline, and we support them and we give them advice and we talk them through the processes. And we have been told by them that they feel heard. And this is really, really important, because parents at times can feel silenced. They want to protect their child. They don't want the whole world knowing their child has been sexually abused. And so there's a lot of fear around this.
I see. It's a hard-hitting campaign. That's the way it's been described. Can you tell me more about this, please?
The hard-hitting campaign is really around the quotes that we are using. They're anonymous quotes, but it's highlighting the calls that we get and the type of conversations and things that parents and carers are saying. This is their reality, and this is Carrie's reality of what we deal on a daily basis. And this is why it's so important that the helpline service continues and we get people behind us to support us. And I'm aware, I know what you said, 16% of a dip in fundraising. And it is really hard. And we're asking 85 people across the country to raise €1,000. And again, we know that's really difficult. But if people could donate whatever they could afford, every little does help.
Right. Now, can you localise a little bit and talk to me about the work you do here in County Wexford? Because quite recently, you had a major development in Wexford, didn't you?
You've
increased your presence here in County Wexford. So can you tell me more about that, please?
We have opened an outreach service where we have therapists in Wexford working with children who are impacted and their families by child sex abuse. It's on a Friday, but we would love to be able to develop the service. But again, it's around funding. But we have opened in Wexford, and it's brilliant, and we're delighted to be there, and we're delighted to be able to support children and families in sunny South East.
Right. So now let's talk about the fact that that I've heard you're also looking for people to work with you. Is that right, or have I got that wrong?
We're looking for volunteers, and we're always looking for volunteers. So we are. So if anybody would like to support us, they can help us with the helpline appeal. But if they're also interested in giving us a hand to fundraise, or contact us on our website, which is carrie.ie, and you'll get information around how to contact the fundraising department.
Now, Sonia Joyce, who is one of your team, says it's a lot to ask people to raise €1,000 each, but you have lots of advice, tips and resources for them when they sign up. Can you tell me more about this, please?
If people go onto our website, into the helpline appeal, there's information and a toolkit around how people can fundraise. So, you know, like a coffee morning, getting 50 friends on Facebook to donate €20. So there's information on the helpline appeal website, carrie.ie, to get more information around that.
I leave the final word to you, Eimear. You've talked about the importance of what you do, the need to get more funding in there, and hopefully the state will listen to you as well. You've talked about the new outreach centre here in Wexford, so I'll let you summarise everything for us now as you have the airwaves.
Thanks, Alan. The helpline appeal is really, really important. The parents and carers and children who are impacted by child sexual abuse need people's support. Please support us.
And your number, your most important of all, what is the number that people call?
That is 0818924567.
And if people want to come forward and volunteer their services to help, or for that matter to become one of the fundraisers, how do they contact you again, please?
They can contact us through our website, which is carrie.ie, or they can contact emma.walsh@carrie.ie.
We will podcast that piece a little bit later on as well, in case you would like to come forward as a volunteer, or even at this time, if you have a few bob to spare, that you can help them in the work they do. That's Eimear O'Neill there from Kerry, who have a huge presence here in County Wexford as we speak. To round